ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीर्यये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। सो टुडे वी आर डिस्कसिंग श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 text number chapter 6 text number 42 and 43. Text number 42, there is no purport, so I will read the text and read the translation and we all will repeat text number 43. ते तत्र वर्णितं गोपे पूतनागमनादिकं श्रुत्वा तन्निधं स्वस्ति शिशोश्चानन्सु विस्मिता। ते तत्र वर्णितं गोपे पूतनागमनादिकं श्रुत्वा तन्निधं स्वस्ति शिशोश्चासंसु विस्मिता। When the inhabitants of Vraja, who had come from distant places, heard the whole story of how Putana had come and then had been killed by Krishna, they were certainly astonished. And they offered their blessings to the child for his wonderful deed of killing Putana. Nanda Maharaj, of course, was very much obliged to Vasudeva, who had foreseen the incident, and simply thanked him, thinking how wonderful Vasudeva was. Text number 43, I'll read, it is written here on the whiteboard here. Nanda Swaputram Adhyaya Pritya आगतम् उदारधीहि मूर्ध्नि उपग्राहाय परामं मुदं लेभे कुरु उद्वेहा। वर्ड टू वर्ड ट्रांसलेशन परपर्ट बाय जगद्गुरु श्रील प्रभुपाद। हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस श्रील प्रभुपाद की। नंदा महाराज नंदा स्वपुत्रम आदाया taking his son Krishna on his lap. Pretya agatam, as if Krishna had returned from death. No one could even imagine that from such danger a child could be saved. Udara dihi, because he was always liberal and simple. Murdhni, on the head of Krishna. Upagraya, formally smelling. Paramam, highest. Mudam, peace. Lebhe, achieved. Kuru Udvaha, O Maharaj Parikshit. Translation. O Maharaj Parikshit, best of the Kurus, Nanda Maharaj was very liberal and simple. He immediately took his son Krishna on his lap as if Krishna had returned from death, and by formally smelling his son's head, Nanda Maharaj undoubtedly enjoyed transcendental bliss. You all can repeat after me. O Maharaj Parikshit, best of the Kurus, Nanda Maharaj was very liberal and simple. He immediately took his son Krishna on his lap as if Krishna had returned from death, and by formally smelling his son's head, Nanda Maharaj undoubtedly enjoyed transcendental bliss. Purport. Nanda Maharaj could not understand how the inhabitants of his house had allowed Putana to enter the house, nor could he imagine the gravity of the situation. He didn't understand that Krishna had wanted to kill Putana and that his pastimes were performed by Yogamaya. Nanda Maharaj simply thought that someone had entered his house and created havoc. This was Nanda Maharaja's simplicity. Om Agnanatimirandhasya Agnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Sri Gurun Sri Yutapada Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavanscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Saganaragunatanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakanvitansya. He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanusute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyayevacha Patitanam Bhavanibhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I offer my obeisances at all the senior Vaishnavas. You all are quite senior and quite knowledgeable than me. But still, with your blessings, I can speak, I can glorify Krishna as told by Srila Prabhupada. So I request at the lotus feet of everyone present here to kindly bless me so that I can speak. Hare Krishna. So here, the inhabitants of Raja had come from different places of Raja. Where they have come? They have come to the place where Putana was actually burnt. She was killed by Krishna, and the body was so huge, and they were finding a means of to cremate a dead body they have found, so naturally they want to do the last rites. And it is so huge, they have cut the body into pieces and then they burnt. And when they burnt, the smoke, the aroma had come out from the body, and that aroma was so nice to smell. And because of the huge body, it was burning, and such a great aroma was coming all over the place, and it was spreading the whole Braja. So people were wondering, oh, where from such nice scent, such nice smell is coming, where from it is coming? Oh, it is coming from that side. Oh, such a huge body. They were all wondering. And they have, how this body had come, right? What has happened? So the Braja people have explained. And they were very much astonished. They have heard the whole story, how Putana had come and had been killed by Krishna, and they were fully astonished. And later, oh Krishna, such a small little infant, a few days, 6 days, 6 days old boy, this infant, oh, he had killed. All our blessings to you. You should never have any such problem in future. Our blessings are on you. So they all bless. They offer their blessings to the child for his wonderful deed of killing Putana. And Nanda Maharaj, of course, was very much obliged to Vasudev, who had foreseen the incident and simply thanked him, thinking how wonderful Vasudev was. When he paid the taxes and coming back to Vrindavan, actually he paid the taxes after Krishna was born. You all have heard many days, but still it is worth repeating. Vasudev went to Mathura to pay taxes to Kamsa, and Nanda Maharaj. So there he meets Vasudev. After inquiring and all that, Vasudev warns him, there are going to be some disturbances in Gokul. Better you go quickly. So immediately, Nanda Maharaj starts coming back to Gokul. When he was coming back, then he sees this body and all this. And when all the people arrived, they were very much wondering where from the smoke is coming, and they came here and they blessed Krishna. Now, Parikshit Maharaj is explaining, Nanda Maharaj was so simple and liberal, he took Krishna on his lap and then smells his son's head and then feels great transcendental bliss. This is what we have seen here. As we see here, Putana, what sort of great devotional service she had performed, somebody may wonder, but unfortunately she never performed any devotional service. She only in her previous life as Ratnamala, the Bali Maharaj's sister, when she saw Vamandev in the beautiful form, she felt like feeding this boy as a small child and feeding the child with her milk. Only this much. More than that, she actually didn't perform any great austerities. With that little bit of thinking, of desiring to do service onto Krishna in the form of Vamandev, she had got the opportunity to feed Krishna. And later, of course, she cursed Vamandev, "I will kill you, I want to kill you." So Krishna fulfills that desire also. You want to kill? Okay, you try. You are given an opportunity, you come and try. Everyone can try. So Putana goes there and tries to kill. So this story is this great beginning of Krishna's pastime shows the fundamental thing that which Krishna had told in Bhagavad Gita 2:40. Neha Bikrama Nashosti Pratyavayo Navidyate Swalpam Apyasya Dharmasya Trayato Mahato Bayat. Even the little bit of devotional service which is without any sense gratification, any service rendered onto Krishna without expecting any sort of satisfaction to our own senses, such a service, even if it is little bit, it will give very high effect of saving one from great danger. This is proved here in Putana's case, that Putana, even though she didn't perform, she just had the little thinking, desire to serve Krishna. That itself was enough. Krishna is so kind, so merciful, that Krishna had given the opportunity. And as we have seen in text number 34 and 38 of this chapter, Putana was relieved of all the sins which she had performed. She was purified and she was given the highest position in the Goloka, Vrindavan. Prabhupada writes, she is made as a maid servant to Yashoda, to serve Yashoda. So she had got such a high place. Going to Vrindavan, Goloka Vrindavan, and serving is not a small thing. She had achieved that. So with a very little selfless, without any sense gratification, if a person does a service, Krishna will be so happy and he will give anything. We have seen the personalities, great personalities falling down. Like Bharat Maharaj, he had left the whole kingdom, huge kingdom. Actually, the whole earth was under his rule. And he decides to go to the jungle and then do the austerities to go back to Godhead. So he leaves the kingdom to his sons and goes to the forest. And he was nicely performing all the austerities and he was doing very nice seva. But he gets the attachment. He gets attached to the deer which he saved. And he was always thinking about the deer. When he was performing some yajna, his eyes were in search of the deer. Oh, where my deer had gone? Om Indraya Swaha. Oh, my dear deer, where have you gone? Cheetah can catch you. Any big animal can catch you. You are so small. I have just fed little bit and you have run away. No. Leaves. Goes in search of the deer. And finds him. Oh, you stay here. Again it had gone. One by one, with the attachment which he had developed, one by one, all the regulative things which he was performing earlier, he had left all of them. And he was only thinking about the deer. Instead of thinking about Krishna, the whole thing is replaced with deer. Find and replace. In the computer we find and replace. So deer has found and replaced Krishna with deer. So ultimate result is he had become a deer in the next life. Even though he had slipped from the high position, but Krishna gives all the opportunity to come back to him. So after the deer birth, then he takes the birth of the Brahmana as Jadabharat, and then he performs austerities and he comes back to Godhead. He was always remembering Krishna in his mind, Jadabharat. So he was not bothered about what others were talking about him. So all this. The point is, Krishna, when a person does the devotional activity, sacrificing or without the sense gratification, even little bit, that is enough to please Krishna. Similarly, Ajamil was a nice Brahmana performing all the activities as a Brahmana. But after seeing the prostitute moving on the road with some person having drunken and they were embracing each other, this fellow got the idea. Oh, this lady I should have the association, I should enjoy. Then he left all the Brahminical work. And then he had become such a cruel, worst, sinful, all sinful activities. There was not even a good activity which he had performed. But Krishna saved him by giving the eighth child's name as Narayana. And when he was dying, he was calling, "Hey Narayan, give some water." Narayan, he with great fear, after seeing the Yamadutas coming and with their great appearance, with their very cruel appearance, trying to catch, take away. So he, in fear, he shouted Narayan, and that little bit of remembering at the point of death, immediately Vishnudutas came and saved him from Yamadutas' clutches, and afterwards, of course, he performed the austerities at Haridwar, and he had become purified, and then he had gone back to Godhead. So, any little bit of pure devotional service will definitely save us. So somebody may question, we are performing, we are taking Hare Krishna Maha Mantra every day so many times, 16 rounds, and I will definitely go back to Godhead, 100%. But when? This life? After 10 lives? After 1,000? After 1,000,000? After trillion times of birth, you will go back. But after how many is in our own hands? If you still want to enjoy some material pleasures, okay, stay here for trillions of lives. Definitely, having taken the name of Krishna, having taken Hare Krishna Mahamantra, Krishna will definitely save. But is it an intelligent proposal to stay here on this earth, which is always only giving dukkha, the misery? This is only called dukkhalayam. This is not the place for enjoyment. Unfortunately, this mind doesn't understand. It thinks that there is some enjoyment, let me go after that enjoyment. No, that is of no use. The material opulences, wealth, these are of no use because they don't come with us when we leave the body. Once a Brahmana was wishing to get wealth from Lord Shiva. He was praying to Shiva, and Lord Shiva wanted to liberate him, give him knowledge, the real knowledge. So Shiva appears in his dream and tells him, you see, you go to that Baba there, he is called Sanatan Baba, and he has got lot of wealth. He will give you wealth, go. Then this Brahmana comes and says, Where is Sanatan Prabhu? Where is Babaji? Here. Then he comes to Sanatan Prabhuji. And Sanatan Goswami looks at him and he says, what do you want? I want to become wealth. I want to become a rich man. I have to perform the marriage of my daughter and so many things. Kindly give me something by which I can become rich. I want wealth from you. No. You see, you have seen me and a few disciples here. What I have? No, I have nothing. I don't have anything to give to you. No. I had a dream and I have been directed by Shiva, Lord Shiva, to come to you. That's why I have come here. You are having something. Please give. Then he was thinking, oh yeah, some time back, long back, we have thrown that touchstone there in that heap of garbage, long back. Just search, I think that will be there because a lot of garbage has accumulated, nobody would have taken, who will come here? So that fellow searches all the garbage. Yes, found. Touchstone he had found. Oh, this is touchstone. Yes. If you touch any metal, iron, if you are touching, it becomes gold. That is the property of touchstone. He says, oh, so much of gold I will be getting. No problem. So, Sanatana Goswami, thank you very much. You have made me so rich. Thank you very much. I am going. Sanatana Goswami says, okay. This fellow takes that. And in his mind he was imagining, I will make this thing and get so much of gold and go and sell the gold and get a big building and perform my daughter's marriage and then my marriage of the daughter's son. All that he was thinking, very grand, very wealthy. And suddenly he thinks, such a huge opulence is stored in this touchstone, and why this was kept here in the garbage, just like totally useless thing? And he was unable to understand why this was actually thrown in the garbage. Then he immediately gets the idea, there must be much more valuable things with him, which he didn't give me. I will go back to him. So he goes back. He prays at the lotus feet of Sanatana Goswami and he says, you have much more wealthier things and you have given something which is there in the garbage. In the deep, at the bottom of the garbage where all these rotten things are there. Below that I have seen and you have thrown it. So kindly give me something more valuable. This lust actually saved him. He had come to the right person, pure devotee. And because he had taken the darshan of Sanatana Goswami, even though he was totally wishing with all material pleasures, he got the bright idea of surrendering to Sanatana Goswami and praying at the lotus feet of Sanatana Goswami to give him something much more valuable. Then Sanatana Goswami says, do you really want to have that? Do you really want to have something much, much more valuable than this? Just, yes, kindly give me. Then take this, go back to Yamuna, throw it at as much distance as possible, with as much force as you have in your hand, deep into the water. Come back, then I will tell you. Then this Brahmana runs to the river, throws it with a full force, with all the force he had got, throws it in the Yamuna and comes back and again prays, kindly give me. Then Sanatana Goswami says, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. That's all. So, Sanatana Goswami had really been the most fortunate person to get the association of Mahaprabhu. And through Mahaprabhu, he had received many, many instructions. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela 22 chapter, we find very valuable things. The process of devotional service. So, Mahaprabhu is explaining Sanatana Goswami about different aspects of devotional service, and he explains in 10th sloka, the living entities are divided into two categories. Some are eternally liberated and others are eternally conditioned. So, the eternally conditioned people who are there in our Brahmanda, in our world, in our universe, they are eternally conditioned because they keep on doing the same activity of eating, mating, sleeping and defending. If they don't realize that the human life is meant for serving Krishna, this will continue and they remain as eternally bonded, eternally conditioned. Those who are eternally liberated are always awake to Krishna conscious and they render transcendental loving service at the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. They are to be considered eternal associates of Krishna and they are eternally enjoying the transcendental bliss of serving Krishna. And on the other hand, the conditioned souls who always turn away from the service of the Lord, they never do any service unto Krishna, and that's why they are always in this material world and subjected to all sorts of miseries and hellish conditions. This is in text number 13, Mahaprabhu is saying Due to his being opposite to Krishna consciousness, the conditioned soul is punished by the witch of external energy Maya. He is thus ready to suffer the threefold miseries, the miseries brought about by the body and mind, inimical behavior of other entities, and natural disturbances caused by the demigods. In this way, the conditioned soul becomes the servant of the lusty desires. When these are not fulfilled, he becomes the servant of the anger. First, the conditioned soul becomes the servant of the lusty desires, and definitely not all will be fulfilled. When they are not fulfilled, then he becomes the servant of the anger and continues to be kicked by the external energy Maya. Wandering and wandering throughout the universe, he may by chance get the association of a devotee physician, whose instructions and heavens make the witch of the external energy flee. The conditioned soul thus gets into touch with devotional service to Lord, and in this way he can approach nearer and nearer to the Lord. So this is the condition actually we all are presently. We have material desires, but if we approach Krishna, if we do the devotional service onto Krishna, then slowly, slowly we become nearer to Krishna. In text number 16, Mahaprabhu is explaining, this is the sloka which is again taken from 3.2.35 of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, which Mahaprabhu is quoting. O my Lord, there is no limit to the unwanted orders of my lusty desires. There is no limit for the desires, lusty desires. Although I have rendered these desires so much service, they have not shown any mercy unto me. These senses are so unmerciful, they are not showing any mercy to me. Even then, I have not been ashamed to serve them, nor I have even desired to give them up. O my Lord, O head of Yadu dynasty, recently, however, my intelligence has been awakened, and now I am giving them up. Due to transcendental intelligence, I now refuse to obey the unwanted orders of these desires, and I now come to you to surrender myself at your fearless lotus feet. Kindly engage me in your personal service and save me. Here Prabhupada writes very nicely, when we chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, we are saying, Hare, O energy of Lord, O my Lord Krishna. In this way we are simply addressing the Lord and his spiritual potency represented as Radha, Krishna, Sita, Rama or Lakshmi Narayana. The devotee always prays to the Lord and his internal energy concert so that he may engage in their transcendental loving service. When the conditioned soul attains his real spiritual energy and fully surrenders onto the Lord's lotus feet, he tries to engage in the Lord's service. This is the real constitutional position of the living entity. So, this is how a person who is intelligent will perform the activities which is conducive to take up the Krishna consciousness. Unless We understand that we are suffering and we are doing the things which are actually not as per Krishna's advice, vikarma. As long as we don't realize that we are doing vikarma, going against the rules and regulations of the government, a person who does anything against the rules and regulations of the government, he will be punished definitely. And if all activities are against rules and regulations, what will be the punishment? The whole life he has to suffer in the jail, in the prison. Similarly, when we are performing activities against the wishes, against the instructions of Krishna, we are bound to suffer, get the punishment of staying in this material world. That's why our immediate action should be to come out of this jail, this prison, where I am suffering. We have to educate the mind. The mind is so wavering. It wants easy pleasures, shortcut methods to enjoy. But the very purpose of Krishna consciousness is to give the happiness to enjoyment only, enjoyment for the soul, but enjoyment by making Krishna enjoy. That is the philosophy. If we do anything for Krishna's pleasure, that will only give me the pleasure. Any other thing which is not for the pleasure of Krishna will not give me any pleasure. This is what we have to repeatedly make our mind to understand. If our mind is not understanding, then we have to repeatedly read again and again Bhagavatam, again and again these stories, these very valuable knowledge, reminding the mind that the material pleasures are not going to help. And somebody starts performing devotional activity and he wants to gain name and fame and all that. Even there also again, he wants to satisfy the senses. When I am doing japa, whether anybody is looking at me or not, if nobody is looking, okay. If somebody is looking, attentively do japa. If somebody is looking, okay, 16 rounds over, 17th. Oh, 32 rounds over. How many rounds you have done? I have already finished 32 rounds. To show that, again, that is the sense enjoyment. So, when the sense enjoyment takes place, when sense enjoyment is also is there, then we cannot achieve the purity. So, instead of one life, this life itself, going back to Godhead, we may take many millions. It is again in our own hands. That's why, unless we educate our mind and do the devotional service with total devotion to Krishna, without expecting any sort of sense gratification, then we will go back to Godhead as soon as possible. It is also possible in this life itself. Hare Krishna. I thought I should speak these few things and your comments, questions, if you think I can answer. Yeah, we have. Somebody can help. Hare Hare.
My question is regarding the life of Bharat Maharaj, which you have mentioned in that earlier in the class. So if we see his life, in one part of his life, he was able to give up his kingdom, his wife and children, everything, just because he was attached to a spiritual life. And he went back to a forest to perform devotional service. And I'm sure for some years or some time, he must have advanced further. And the next part of his life, he was attached to just one deer, giving up his, you know, the spiritual life or the devotional life, for which He has left his whole kingdom and everything. So what exactly could be the missing thing, or what he could have done to not fall prey to this trap? And what the connecting question would be, what is the hope for all of us who are already surrounded by, especially who are surrounded by so many things, job, wife, children, home, everything?
Yeah, he could have done many things. One simple thing he could have done, this is actually not much use, but still, just for discussion's sake, he has saved deer and leave it. The deer will find its own herd in the deer herd, and that's all, it lives as the deer. More than that, if I want to control, if I want to become the controller of the deer, that little bit of impurity, becoming controller, we can say, he wants to control. It wants to go and join the herd, actually. Searching, it will ultimately find some, as per the fate, it will find the herd and it will be along with all the deers. Naturally, if you just have anything, it will go. And it could have gone. But he was so much attached, that was... Krishna was replaced with this deer, my deer. That's where the problem. So when it is for sense gratification, the whole problem arises. And we are doing only sense gratification, actually. Before we came to Krishna consciousness, even after coming, are we doing 100% for Krishna? This is what, when we inquire ourselves, we get the answer honestly. So where the sense gratification is involved, we will be in trouble. That's what. Yes, Prabhu. Yes.
As you mentioned that Purna had two desires in previous life and both the desires were fulfilled by Krishna. So I was just contemplating that in our lifetime we have different desires according to our age. Like in childhood we have different desires, and when we grow up we have different desires, and they come and go. So will those desires be fulfilled, or is it only at time of death when we think something that will be fulfilled? So how do you go?
The desires which are favorable for Krishna's service, which are favorable for devotional activity, they will definitely be fulfilled in the course of time. But the desires at the time of death will lead to the next birth. Yam yam vapismaran bhavam chadachyante kalevaram tam tame vetikontaya sada tadbhav bhavitha. Chapter 8. So, whatever anybody is contemplating, thinking, Bharat Maharaj always thought about the deer, and the next birth he had to take the deer's life. He has to, yeah.
But what about the desires which we are like, no, there? It was there in the case, but they are not there.
If the desires are in favor of Krishna, otherwise, other desires, you should simply ignore them. Apuryamana machala pratishtam samudramapa parvishanti yadvat. Krishna explains in chapter 2, text number 70, the desires will be coming, entering into the brain, just like the rivers are entering into the sea. So Krishna advises, apuryamana machala pratishtam samudramapa parvishanti yadvat tadvat kamayam pravishanti sarve sashanti mapnoti nakamakami. When they are entering, if you are trying to fulfill those desires, you will lose the peace of mind. And the person who ignores those desires, then he will be peaceful. So that is the thing. The desires, whatever is entering, just check up whether they are in favor of Krishna's service or for satisfying my own senses. If they are my own senses, stop it. If they are for Krishna, go ahead.
Hare Krishna. In the purport and the translation also, we see that Sukadeva Goswami is saying that two words, two qualities, one Maharaj. One is the liberal and second is simplicity. Can you elaborate more by taking example from the life of Nanda Maharaj? How can we understand he was, because he is glorified in this verse as the one of the most simple and most liberal person. Yes, please.
The simplicity is there in all the associates of Krishna. Prabhupada explains in many places also, the devotee, when he gets purified, he slowly, one by one, he acquires the qualities of Krishna. So, they are very pure devotees becoming associates of Krishna. So, they are naturally inclined for serving Krishna, and they have all the qualities, including the simplicity.
Hare Krishna. The
life itself is very simple. Brajavasi's life is very simple. That's all. Whatever they do it for Krishna's pleasure. Anything they do, it is for Krishna's pleasure. They don't mind. They don't even see Krishna as supreme. Somehow, if Krishna is happy, I will do this. Anything they do, anything they perform is for the pleasure of Krishna. That is the thing. Yeah. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna Mantra. Prabhupada has explained in, I think, 34 or 36 here in this chapter only, that Putana had become the servant of Yashoda. I have told in the class. So she got the opportunity of serving Yashoda as the servant. That is the highest level in Goloka Vrindavan. Serving in Goloka is not an easy thing. We have to come out of all this, become 100% pure. The surrendering nature itself is ankulasya sankalpa, pratikulasya varjanam. Anything which is in favor of Krishna, that is the surrendering. The six qualities of surrendering, the first one is ankulasya pratikulasya varjanam, ankulasya sankalpa. Whatever is in favor of Krishna's service, that we have to adopt, and whatever is not favorable should be immediately left out. So he has not surrendered to Krishna.
Okay, but
Krishna
served Krishna, so she got.
Yeah.
Thank you,
yes. Okay. You are so kind to ask such nice questions, even though I am not capable of answering, but still I answered because of the blessings I received from the Vaishnavas. So, one more question. Yeah, yeah. Comment? Comment or question?
Question?
Comment and question.
No,
question. Yes.
We shortlisted that the propensity to enjoy is a detriment that we and my father also mentioned that we are a shashan. The goal is to have a propensity of material enjoyment. That by intelligence we have understood. And a devotee, if we transform his propensity of material enjoyment into spiritual enjoyment, but the enjoyment propensity is still there.
Propensity to enjoy material pleasures will always be there as long as we are in this material world. As long as you are on the earth, earth's gravitational force is always there. as simple as that. So, we have to realize that we are getting these propensities. We have to surrender to Krishna. Krishna, I am getting these material desires, kindly save me. In Mukundamala Stotra only, I will just read the translation so that it will be very clear. O Lord, this is Mukundamala Stotra 36. O Lord, the powerful thieves of my senses have blinded me by stealing my precious position, my discrimination, good and bad. And they have thrown me in deep into the pitch dark well of delusion. Please, O Lord of Lords, extend your hand and take out, help, save this wretched soul. This is the prayer. So prayers will save us. Realize that we are unable to control our senses. When we are surrendering to Krishna and take help of Guru, Shastra and the Vipras, then we will definitely come out of that. When the senses are put in the service of Krishna, these senses will be totally under the control and they get purified. Then we start seeing Krishna everywhere. Hare Krishna. So, with these things we stop here, if you permit. Srimad Bhagavatam Mahapuranam Ki. His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.